Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Augie Knost is with us, the author of Spiritual Science, Higher Consciousness Thinking, and How to Access the Universal Consciousness. And he's about to explain how we can perform astral projection. First of all, when did you start doing this, and how did you discover that you could do it?
Oh, that's a long, long, long time ago. And you know, astral travel is such—it's a concept that if you talk to casually talk to people about this, you know, their eyes will glaze over, and those are the ones that they never researched it, because there are millions of people out there that have had a form of out-of-body experience, and they look, they turn and look at themselves, laying in the bed or sitting in the chair, and they wonder what happened. So it is a real concept, and it has been proven by experiments. One quick experiment, I want to take 20 seconds and explain, and that is that there were two people, one of them in one room and the other one in another room, sitting there with a yellow pad and a pen. And the one in the other room, he lay down on the couch, he left his body, and he went through the wall into the other room where that person had written things on that yellow pad. The astral traveler looked at it, went back to his body, and then he walked around and came in, and he told him what he had seen, and it matched. And the thing is that we have a lot of research. Noetic sciences have dealt with it quite a bit, heart math. Institute, they've dealt with it and they've proven it to be real. And it's not that hard to learn how to do if we wonder about it. But I would say that once you step out of the body, you are stepping into an environment that you know nothing about. So it really would be good to know the environment you step into so you can understand what is there, because there are other entities there. And for those that want to learn how to do this, Nori Love and I, my co-host on the show, we have a website where we have some classes on there. Astral Travel is one of them, and several other things.
And Augie, does it, for most people though, and I was earlier in the show when I was introducing the topic, I mentioned that there was a survey or a study They concluded that anywhere between 8 and 20% of people report having some kind of out-of-body experience or astral travel. So for you, did it start as something kind of unexpected and spontaneous, and then you learned gradually how to do it almost at will or willfully? Or were you always, was it always kind of in a control type situation?
No, there was no accident. I just wanted to do it. So I just kind of read a little bit about it, and I started practicing. And it took me a while. I must have done it every day for at least a month before I got out. And I got out, and I saw myself standing in the middle of the room, and I turned around and looked at myself in the bed, and it scared the daylight out of me because I thought, gee, did I die? And figured it out that, no, I didn't. I succeeded. And it felt wonderful. But I did not have any bad experiences out there. And there is nothing out there that can get hurt because there's nothing physical out there. So there are other entities out there, disembodied souls, spirits, or other things. I don't know what to call them because they're more like things than entities. And some of them, if you go out there with fear in your mind, you're going to attract these things. But leave them alone. Try not to communicate, and they will go away. So, but you said to teach people how to do it. That's let's go through a little bit of an exercise of what I do. When I lay down, I first of all have to calm my mind. And I get rid of all the thoughts that is disrupting my concentration of staying in the body. And then let the mind drift off into nothingness. And then just in my mind's eye, I roll out of bed, stand up in the middle of the room next to the bed. And that's how it begins. And then you can select a destination by thinking about that destination. Let's say I wanted to go to, just visit someone. But you should probably have decided beforehand, so, you know, you're welcome. But being able to do this also have some responsibility with it. You don't want to pop in on people unexpected and to spy on them. That is not a good thing. It creates a knowing that you did something wrong in your mind, and it can prevent you from getting out later on. So there's some responsibility with this, a lot of responsibility, actually.
But so, I mean, surely it can't be that simple, Augie, that you lay down, you relax, you empty your mind, you imagine in your mind that you're rolling out of bed, maybe walking across the room, you turn around and there you are. I mean, is it really that simple?
Well, it can be that simple. I do also some breathing exercise. I take some deep breaths and I hold it and exhale slowly, and there's something like that. You can read about it in the Book of Spiritual Science also. And what for people that want to learn this, it is better to learn it from someone that can also getting out of the body is not that hard. You can do that. But once you're out there, you're in that environment you don't know anything about, and that's why it'd be good to learn from somebody that is doing it.
And, so do you take, is it like baby steps where the first time you get out of your body, you simply maybe walk across the room, turn around and see, catch a glimpse of yourself, maybe sitting in a chair. The next time, maybe you float through the roof and you're looking down over your house. The next time you go a little bit further, the next time a little bit further still.
Yeah, absolutely. Once you get out, just go through the house and, you know, just make yourself familiar. It's going to look a little bit odd to you because this is something that very few of the astral travelers talk about, but everything is backwards, just like you look in a mirror, because now you're out of the box looking into the box. So you'll know when somebody is doing the real thing, because then they'll see that everything is backwards. And you can go through the roof, go up 100 feet or so, and look down, and you can see your house, you see your neighbor's house, and you look around. Or you can, in the daytime, you can get down on the street and go down the street, and you'll notice that nobody sees you.
Right,
but also, if you are going through your house on a rare occasion, don't be surprised if you find people are living there with you. There may be entities living in your house that you and your physical body will not be able to see, but now out of the body, you can see them and they can see you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you are out of the body, Augie, can you interact with your environment? Can you pick up something, open a door?
Well, you can try, but for the most, I would say good luck with that. But there is one thing that actually both spirits and astral travelers are fairly good at, and that is electronics. You can buy putting your hand, let's say, on a radio that is on, it can turn off. Or putting your hand on the radio that is turned off, it can turn on. So there are things with electricity that they seem to be, I've never really done much with that, but they can do things like this quite often.
How long can you stay out of the body? Is there any time limit?
No, I don't know about time limits, but there may be. See, when we talk about astral travel, there is a couple of different forms of it. One of them is the pure astral vehicle leaving the body, and that is connected to the body with a thin silvery cord, and you can see that cord going from you to the physical body. And then again, you can find yourself outside the body and you don't see any cord at all. That's not an astral journey. That is a conscious journey, or some call it soul travel. And that soul, or the consciousness, had no distance limitations. You could go to another planet. But the astral vehicle is attached to the body with a thin cord. You could go far away. You may run out of astral substance in that cord. And if you run out, you will snap back into your body. And that can hurt if you're coming from a long distance. That can be kind of like hurt all over for a little bit. But for those of you that go out of the body and you see no cord, have some fun with it. Go up and look around. Research what places that you would love to go. And I know some of you out there is thinking on it right now. I want to go to the moon and see what's there, right?
Right. The dark side of the moon.
Yeah, you can. Actually, you can. But there is things in that environment that you need to be aware of. That there are entities, there is people, there is civilizations on the moon, and they don't want you there. So if you go by yourself up on the moon, find the Schrodinger crater. Picture in your mind where it is, and then go there. You will find a building in the bottom of that crater. It is swastika-shaped, just like the German swastika. That is where the old German, I shouldn't use the word for them because, well, the Nazis, they had a base there.
Still.
They fell in love with that building and started rebuilding it because it's very old, dilapidated when they found it, but that's when the base. And they have somehow, they have someone there that can see astral travelers, and they come and turn your way. Same as they do if you try to get into the White House, you also get turned away. Same thing with the Pentagon. Don't even try it. They're going to know it, and they're going to come and turn you away. I tried
How often to get into
the White House, and it didn't work.
How often do you astral travel?
Well, I got to be honest about this. Lately, I haven't done much with it. But it's something that you got to practice. And do it ever so often, even if it's just a little bit. Just do it. And I think it's probably, I don't know, could be 3 weeks ago now since last time I did it. But this is something that once you learn how to do it, it's kind of like running a bike. You'll never forget how to do it.
When you're outside of your body, when you astral project, what is going on with your physical body? Are you conscious? Are you aware?
The physical body is just laying there asleep, kind of like in a dormant state. And when you come back, something happens and the body wakes up.
And is it at all similar to remote viewing?
No, I think remote viewing is different because, well, then again, there is Tom Dongo over in Cottonwood, Arizona. His remote viewing is that he actually go on site. So for him, it probably would be very much the same. But normally, remote viewing as we know it and we are taught, you know, that we sit down and we think about the place and or we think about something we don't even know what it is, and then we start making sketches and we come up with what it is. That is a different thing. That is not necessarily astral travel, because with that remote viewing, you tap into the unified field where every past, present, and future is, and you get images from it that you make the drawings from.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com. Or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.